So beginning in a relaxed, easy posture, however you feel comfortable, bring to mind a difficult or troubling thought or situation. Some situation that carries for you intense emotion, such as sadness, fear, shame, or anger. See where you feel it in your body. What does it feel like? Where do you feel sensations arising? How are these sensations changing? Can you experience them fully in the present moment without getting hijacked by them, or without immediately or anxiously working to make them go away? If you see these kinds of reactions in your mind, settle back. Come back into your body. Feel the different sensations being born of that emotion in this moment. If you find you're adding judgment, condemnation, future projection, anything like that, practice letting go of those reactions as best you can. Almost as though they were birds now flying out of your hands into the air. And return to the sensations in the body as you bring the thought or situation to your awareness. Bring your focus of awareness to the part of the body where those sensations are the strongest. Once your attention has moved to the bodily sensations, perhaps say to yourself, "It's okay. Whatever it is, it's okay. I can feel this without pushing it away or getting caught up in it." Staying with this awareness, accepting what you feel, letting it be, softening and opening to it. Often the emotion is not just one thing. It may be moments of sadness, moments of fear, moments of frustration, moments of helplessness. Just watch them rise and pass away. None of these states is permanent, unchanging. They're moving, changing, shifting. No matter what story or add-on arises, come back to your direct experience in the moment. What am I feeling right now? And what does it feel like? What's happening? What's its nature? It may be that the painful situation is coming mostly in the form of thoughts. As a habit, certain thought patterns arise that we tend to get lost in, overcome by, defined by, even as we resent or fear them. We can retrain our whole mental attitude by first learning to recognize these patterns, and perhaps even calmly naming them. Oh, here's the pattern of thinking, everything is wrong. The pattern of thinking, I'm a failure. The pattern of thinking, I'm a bad mother. Once we recognize them, we can remind ourselves these are just visiting. They're not essentially who we are. We couldn't stop them from visiting, but we can let them go. Even if they return 1,000 times a session, they still have the same nature. They're visiting. We don't have to invite them to move in. We don't have to blame ourselves for their coming. And we can learn to let them go. See what thoughts may be present in your awareness. Allow yourself to notice thoughts arising as events in the mind. Experience thoughts coming and going in each moment without pushing them away or being carried off by them. Perhaps experience thoughts like clouds passing through the open sky of your awareness. Some heavy and thunderous, some light and airy. Be aware of them all. Explore with gentle interest and curiosity. Or perhaps it may be helpful to experience thoughts as boats passing along a river, some passing so silently that you barely notice, some so unpleasant that your attention turns away, others so compelling that they hijack your attention and carry you far down the river. Explore the thoughts arising in the mind, noticing when you're pushing away or being hijacked, and coming back again and again to noticing, taking a seat by the river, observing thoughts passing by. And even after you finish this formal session of practice, explore bringing the skill of gentle interest, curiosity, attention into your encounters throughout the day, remembering, what am I feeling right now? What does it feel like? What thoughts are arising as events in the mind? Am I pushing away or being carried off by emotion or thought? Returning again and again to this moment.